gone so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile. Rolling out of New York.
Yeah, of course, that is Asleep at the Wheel with Boogie Back to Texas, and that's what we do every week here on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSH LP. Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, former Texan, Jeff Fletcher. Tonight is show 99 of Boogie Back, prompting me to look back over the 1,300 or so songs that I've need to pick those, pick my favorites out of those, and it's kind of a daunting task, since I'm sure it's resulting in many hurt feelings among those musicians left off the list. The process was to pick my favorite 50 and then give those 50 to Terry and ask her to pick her favorites from those 50. And tonight's show, then, is Terry's favorite songs. My faves are going to be picked from the remainders, and although Terry has nailed a few that I wanted, but sharing is what a good relationship is all about, right? Yeah, we start off with a few love songs, starting with a song that I first heard, and Terry first heard, live at the Cactus Cafe on the University of Texas campus in 1986. Here's Lyle Lovett with You Can't Resist It.
She was strong enough to be true, and she was hard enough to know whether he was hard enough to know what to do. And you can't resist it happens to you. No, you can't resist it when it happens to you. And you can tell your story, and you can swear it's true, but you can save your life for some other fool. You can't resist it when it happens to you. No, you can't resist it when it happens to you.
Joe welcomes the other two members of the original Flatlanders from Lubbock, Jimmy Dale Gilmore and Butch Hancock.
Mm-hmm. You were a bluebird, honey, you'd be a sad one. I'd give you a true word, but you've already had one. If you were a bluebird, you'd be crying, you'd be flying home. You were a raindrop, you'd shine like a rainbow. If you were a train star, the conductor would sing low. If you were a raindrop, you'd be falling, you'd be calling home. Honey, you'd be a grand one. But if you hit a slow spell, do you think you could stand one? If you were a hotel, I'd lean on your doorbell. I'd call you my home. I was a highway, I'd stretch alongside you. I'd help you pass byways that have dissatisfied you. If I was a highway, I'd be stretching, I'd be fetching you home. Yeah, if you were a bluebird, you'd be a sad one.
I'd give you a true word, but you already had one.
If you were a bluebird, you'd be crying, you'd be flying home.
Oh, yeah. That was the Flatlanders, a band originating in Lubbock, and it's Joe Ely and Jimmy Dale Gilmore and Butch Hancock with If You Were a Bluebird. That was written by Butch Hancock, and Butch was on the harp on that as well as on vocals on a verse. And that version was recorded live on a spinoff of Austin City Limits called The Texas Connection, and we were lucky enough to see a number of performances there at The Texas Connection. Before the Flatlanders, we heard You Can't Resist It from Lyle Lovett's first album and my favorite of all his albums. And it was titled, his album was titled Lyle Lovett. And on that song, you also heard Vince Gill on rhythm guitar and John Goen on lead, Roseanne Cash on the background vocals. Yes, we are listening to some of Terry's favorite songs from prior editions of Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, putting them together on the air, having way too much fun with that. We have a couple more love songs of, I would say, different levels of seriousness. We're going to start off with a very dramatic one and the metaphor of an avalanche. Here is Sean Colvin and Shotgun Down the Avalanche.
Mm-hmm. for you, I give up all my time, searching for the perfect rhyme. And this is one that certainly perplexes. For you, I would spend all my days thinking up all the crazy ways. I love you even more than I love Texas. You got Bel Air class, Dallas style, Austin soul and a looking back smile. For you I'd trade my truck in for a Lexus. You smell as sweet as the piney woods. I'd marry you if I thought I could. I love you even more than I love Texas. You're the barb on my wire, the spark in my campfire. There's no brighter star in all the multiplexes. I love this state, you know I do, but the best thing in this state is you. I love you even more than I love Texas. Sunshine's in your golden hair. Your smile hits me right in the solar plexus. Skin is soft as early morning rain. Temper like a Gulf Coast hurricane. I love you even more than I love Texas. From the mucky duck to the broken spoke, you know this state like an old cowpoke. You know where all the tastiest Tex-Mex is. Got Mattson on the radio, playing Robert Earl and Billy Joe. I love you even more than I love Texas. You're the barb on my wire, the spark in my campfire. Let's head out west where nobody can text us. I promise you I'll never cheat. You can throw me out in the old mesquite. I love you even more than I love Texas. And if you make me leave this state, I'll groan but I won't hesitate. 'Cause I love you even more than I love Texas. Oh-de-loo-dee, oh-de-loo-dee.
Yeah, that was Slade Cleaves with Texas Love Song from his 2013 album, Still Fighting the War. My childhood friend and oftentimes listener in New York, Steve Hay, turned me on to, in fact, it was this song that he showed me, and he also sang this to his daughter, Leah, on the eve of their wedding. Leah had recently moved to Texas from New Mexico. It was most fitting. Slade was born in Maine, but he has lived in Austin for 20, 25, 30 years now, where he moved to be close to songwriters like Guy Clark. Before Slade, we heard Sean Colvin with Shotgun Down the Avalanche from her debut album that was released in 1989, and we were fortunate enough to see her live on Austin City Limits shortly after this album came out, and she made a really powerful impression on us at the time, and we have made it a point to see her a lot, as often as possible anyway, and in fact, I saw her at Waterloo Records the day before we moved up here to the island in 2001.
Can't do what we do on Voice of Vashon without our underwriters, like Snapdragon Bakery and Cafe. Pastries in the morning, vegetarian lunches, wine and music at night fill the friendly, casual atmosphere that is Snapdragon on Vashon Highway at the south end of town. On the web at VashonSnapdragon.com.
So you are listening to Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, playing some of Terry's favorite songs that were gleaned from 98 shows of Boogie Back to Texas. Let's do one more love song with a really terrific intro that provides the context for the story. Here is Nancy Griffith and her song, and a live recording of Love at the Five and Dime.
As a young girl growing up in Austin, Texas, there was a very special building down at 6th and Congress Avenue. It was a place that you went to change buses when you were going from north to south Austin. When you got off the bus, you had just enough time to run inside and get yourself a Coca-Cola and look through the record bin, wink at the boys and get back on the bus. was called Woolworth's Store. Come to find out, they have Woolworth's stores all over the world. The first time I went to London, we drove up in front of one, and we'd just flown into town, and I wanted them to stop the car so I could get out and go fill up my suitcase with unnecessary plastic objects. But all Woolworth's stores are special. They all smell the same. They smell a little bit like popcorn and chewing gum rubbed around on the bottom of a leather-soled shoe. And they all have the same sound. And those that have an elevator in them have a little sound like this. And I've always been asked what that little sound was in this song. And that's what it is. It's the elevator coming up and down in the Woolworth's store. Rito is 16 years, hazel eyes and just smiling. She made the Woolworth counter shine. And Eddie was a sweet romancer and a darn good dancer. And it was the aisles of the five and nine. And they'd sing, dance a little closer to me. Dance a little closer now. Dance a little closer tonight. Dance a little closer to me. Hey, it's closing time and love's on sale tonight at this five and nine. Now Eddie played the steel guitar and his mama cried 'cause he played in the bar. And he kept young Rita out late at night. So they married up in Abilene, lost a child in Tennessee. And still that love survived. 'Cause it seemed, dance a little closer to me. Could dance a little closer now. Dance a little closer tonight. Dance a little closer to me. Hear it closing time, 'cause love's on sale tonight at this five and nine. One of the boys in Eddie's band, he took a shine to Rita's hand. So Eddie ran off with a bass man's wife. Oh, but he was back by June, singing a different tune, sporting Miss Rita back by his side. He sang, dance a little closer to me. Dance a little closer now. Dance a little closer tonight. Dance a little closer to me. Hey, it's closing time. Tonight at this five and nine. Eddie traveled with the barroom band till arthritis took his hands. Now he sells insurance on the side. And Rita's got her house to keep. She writes dime store novels of a love so sweet. They dance to the radio late at night. They still sing, dance a little closer to me. Yeah, dance a little closer now. Dance a little closer tonight. Dance a little closer. Hey, it's closing time and love's on sale tonight at this five and nine. Rita was 16 years, hazel eyes and chestnut hair. She really made the Woolworth counter shine. And Eddie was a sweet romancer. They say he was a darn good dancer. And they'd waltz the aisles of the 5 and 9. And they lived a mighty simple life, cause it waltz the aisles of the 5 and 9. And we could all go tomorrow and take a date. Oh yeah. Go waltz the aisles of the 5 and 9. Going up. Thank you, Austin. We appreciate it. We see you.
Thank you, Nancy Griffith from Seguin, Texas, but a longtime resident of Austin, as you could tell from her introduction talking about being on the bus from North Austin to South Austin. I think it's still the same way. That song was Love at the 5 and Dime that first appeared on her 1986 album, I think it was, that was the last of the True Believers. But I love the live version a lot. You can find another somewhat longer version of that on her album, One Fair Summer Evening, came out a couple of years later in 1988, I want to say. We move from depicting songwriting about love to outstanding songwriting depicting moon moods and places and stories. We're going to lead off with a mood, a feeling of a mood. Here is, unfortunately, a defunct band called the Killer Bees with a reggae version of an old Rascals song, Groovin', on the Voice of Vashon.
Be grooving. Sitting on the fender of someone else's truck, drinking Old Crow whiskey, hot 7-Up out in the parking lot. And you can hear the band playing right through the wall. Ain't no cover charge, ain't no last call out in the parking lot. Now there's a couple of cowpokes putting up their dukes. There wasn't much to it after both of them puked out in the parking lot. Someone called the police, and the police finally came, and they wrote him a couple of tickets, and they took a couple of names out in the parking lot. Well, I love to see the neon dancing on the gravel, and I love to hear the pickup trucks come unravel. Some have given up, some have given in. Looks like everybody's looking for a friend out in the parking lot. Whoops, there's a couple that could not wait to get home. Mother, probably in love, so let's leave them alone out in the parking lot. Now the band is on the bus, they're all loaded up to leave. But the drummer's got a girlfriend and she's tugging at his sleeve out in the parking lot. Well, I love to see the neon dancing on the gravel. I love to hear the pickup trucks come unravel. Some have given up, some have given in. Looks like everybody's looking for a friend out in the parking lot. Everybody's gone, and they have shot out all the lights, and the dust begins to settle, and it's never been so quiet out in the parking lot.
That was Guy Clark, quintessential songwriter with Out in the Parking Lot, scene that we probably all can relate to at one time or another in our lives. I got that from the album The Best of the Dual Tone Years. It came out shortly after Guy died a couple years ago. I've talked about Guy an awful lot, especially after I did a show, an entire show of his songs. And spoiler alert, you are going to hear another one of his songs either next week or the week after. Before Guy, we heard the Killer Bees, now defunct reggae band from Austin, doing up their version of the Rascals' song Groovin'. And the Rascals' version almost didn't get released in 1967. Atlantic Records head Jerry Wexler didn't want it released because it didn't have a drum beat, and he didn't think that was appropriate for a song back then. Murray the K, the famous disc jockey, intervened after he heard it, and he said it was going to be a smash hit, and Murray the K was right. For 4 weeks, it was number one, probably because Murray the K helped it a lot as a DJ. Anyway, we are here on Boogie Back to Texas, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, getting a little bit maudlin over here and melancholy over some of my and Terry's favorite songs from the last 98 shows of Boogie Back. Thanks for listening.
Voice of Vashon thanks Dental Care of Vashon for its programming support. If you have tooth or gum discomfort, damaged or missing teeth, sleep issues, or need crowns or dental implants, Dr. Demova and her team will bring you relief in a comfortable, caring environment. Call them at 206-457-2744 and find them on the web at dentalcareofvashon.com.
Well, we're going to continue in our descriptions of places and stories with two love songs. Well, not two love songs. We aren't really love songs at all, as a matter of fact. They're anti-love songs. They're about specific cities, and they evoke some pretty clear images in my mind anyway of those places, having been to both of them. We're going to lead off with James McMurtry and a song about a town and a lifestyle that really isn't for him. Here he is with Level Land.
Flatter than a tabletop, makes you wonder why they stopped here. Wagon must have lost a wheel, or they lacked ambition one. In the great migration west, separated from the rest, though they might have tried their best, they never caught the sun. So they sunk some roots down in this dirt to keep from blowing off the earth. They built a town right here, and when the dust had all but cleared, they called it Level Land. Right now, Level Land. Granddad grew dry land wheat, stood on his own two feet. His mind got incomplete, and they put him in the home. Daddy's cotton grows so high, sucks the water table dry. His rolling sprinklers circle by, bleeding it to the bone. Watch him go. Now don't blame him one damn bit if they never look down on this. Not much down here they'd want to know. Just Level Land, far as you can point your hand. Nothing but Level Land. Thank you.
for the central air. We'd sit outside and watch the stars at night. She'd tell me to make a wish. I'd wish we both could fly. Don't think she's seen the sky since we got the satellite dish. And I can hear the marching band doing the best they can to play Smoke on the Water, Joy to the World. I paid up all my debts, got some change left over, yet I'm getting on a whisper jet. Gonna fly as far as I can get. Best I can.
So I grew up hungry, and I grew up hard. Took the streets and alleys for my own backyard. I got a breaking in it on my list of crimes. Been before the judge one too many times. East Houston blues, scale of 1 to 10, about a 9.5. It's where it's always been. It's in the drinking water and in a bar ditch mud. East Houston blues, it's in the poor boy's blood. I learned to drink and drive when I was 12 years old. My Uncle Fireball started, rest his ragged soul. He run a 54-foot up and down the drag, sipping early times straight from a paper bag. East Houston blues, pictured Dowling Street and Navigation Boulevard, where the crossroads meet. Three sheets in the wind, rickshaw load. East Houston blues, down a nowhere road. Bangora hat, stolen money from an inside job. Maybe think about that. I'm a third born child, my mother's only son, which means exactly nothing without a loaded gun. I don't believe in love, this I guarantee. If there's a God above, he's got it in for me. East Houston blues, what you want me to say? I need to find me a woman, keep the wolves at bay, keep my head on straight, maybe toe the line. East Houston blues ain't no friend of mine. So you understand that of which I speak. I'm a worried man on a losing streak. Mm-hmm.
Rodney Crowell from Crosby, Texas, which is right next to Houston. And the song was East Houston Blues from his Close Ties album. It came out just last year. He's still playing like that and playing his guitar and singing like that. And also on the lead, Tommy Manuel on the lead guitar. You heard Rodney on the other guitar. In his long career, Rodney's had 5 number one singles, and he's written a whole bunch of songs for other people. He and Emmylou Harris have worked together off and on for 30 years, had an album together, which is a really good one as well. Quite a songwriter. Before Rodney, we heard James McMurtry with Levelland from his 1995 album, Where'd You Hide the Body? And as noted before on Boogie Back, there are some really flat parts of Texas, and Levelland is one of the most appropriately named towns that I know of. He's a son, James is, the son of an English professor and a novelist and screenwriter. Larry McMurtry may have heard of him. James got his writing capabilities then, I think, honestly. You can hear him in Austin at the Continental Club at midnight on many a Wednesday. So we're going to turn toward the door of Boogie Back to Texas, unless you think that we are shunning guitar-laden rock and roll. We're going to turn to Stephen Stills and go back home and listen, if you will, about two-thirds of the way through for a crisp, clean, and very fast guitar. That'll be Eric Clapton. Stephen Stills on The Voice of Vashon.
Thank you.
Stephen Stills, with a little boost from Eric Clapton. And the song Go Back Home, that came from Stephen's first solo album, came out in 1970, which is the same year that Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young album Deja Vu came out. And the album not only featured that work from Eric Clapton, it also had Jimi Hendrix guest soloing on another cut. And it's a classic album, I think, from that Dallas native. Also on that, on Go Back Home, you heard some people that you heard on Deja Vu album as well, on bass, Calvin Fuzzy Samuels, and on drums, Dallas Taylor. I am your host, Boogie Back to Texas, Jeff Fletcher, having way too much fun playing Terry's and my favorite songs from the first 98 shows of Boogie Back to Texas, and we're going to leave with just a terrific story that was written by Robert Earl Keen, and it's performed live by Joe Ely at the 20th year reunion show of Robert Earl Keen's. Took place at Floor's Country Store in Helotes, Texas, which is right north part of San Antonio. And this is Joe Ely, and The Road Goes On Forever.
Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Ely.
Sherry was a waitress at the only joint in town. She had a reputation as a girl who got around down Main Street after midnight. A brand new pack of cigs, a fresh one hanging from her lips, a beer between her legs. She'd ride down to the river and meet with all her friends. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. Sonny was a loner, older than the rest. He was going in the Navy, but he couldn't pass the test. So he hung around town, sold a little pot. The law got wind of Sonny. One day he got caught, but he was back in business when they set him free again. The road goes on forever, and the party never ends. Sonny's playing eight ball at the joint where Sherry works, when some drunken out of towner put his hand up Sherry's skirt. Sonny took his pool cue, laid the drunk out on the floor, stuffed a dollar in her tip jar, and walked on out the door. She's running right behind him, reaching for his hand. The road goes on forever, and the party never ends. They jump in Sonny's pickup, he jammed her down in gear. Sonny looks at Sherry, said, let's get on out of here. The stars were high above, the moon was in the east. The sun was setting on them when they reached Miami Beach. They got a motel by the water and a quart of Bombay gin. The road goes on forever and that party never ends. They soon ran out of money. Sonny knew a man who knew some Cuban refugees who dealt in contraband. Sonny met the Cubans in a house just off the roof, with a briefcase full of money and a pistol in his boot. The cards were on the table when the law came busting in. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. Grabbed the goodies, Sonny grabbed the jack. He broke the bathroom window, climbed on out the back. Sherry drove the pickup through the alley on the side, where a lawman tackled Sonny and was reading him his right. She steps out in the alley with a single shot 410. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. Their getaway. They got back to the motel just before the break of day. Sonny gave her all the money and he blew her a little kiss. If they asked you how this happened, say I forced you into this. She watched him as his taillights disappeared around the bend. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. Thank you. Well, it's Main Street after midnight, just like it was before. 21 months later, at the local grocery store, Sherry buys a paper and a cold six-pack of beer. The headlines on the paper say Sonny's going to the chair. She drives back in the Main Street in her new Mercedes Benz. The road goes on forever.
On the Voice of Vashon, Boogie Back to Texas. Thanks for listening.